The Fortuna Huskies have taken over sole possession of top spot in the Big 5 softball standings ahead of a huge doubleheader of action this weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Huskies and their big week in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school and college baseball and softball in what was a very busy week, as well as some exciting news for one of the best young basketball players on the North Coast. But first up, the high-flying Fortuna Huskies got their Big 5 campaign off to an impressive start on the softball fields this week. On Saturday, the Fortuna girls began conference play with a doubleheader sweep over Eureka, winning 12-1 and 15-7, and they followed that on Wednesday with an 11-1 win over McKinleyville. The midweek victory was the team's seventh straight, as the Huskies improved to 11-1 on the season and 3-0 in the Big 5, moving them one win clear of the chasing pack in the standings. Two-time defending conference champions, the Del Norte Warriors, also began conference play in impressive fashion, sweeping a doubleheader at Arcata High School on Saturday. The Warriors won 15-4 and 10-1, and they are now 2-0 in the Big 5 and 9-1 on the season. The Del Norte girls had a bye in conference action on Wednesday and will travel to play a doubleheader at Fortuna on Saturday in a pair of games that will go a long way towards deciding this year's championship. The doubleheader gets underway at 11 a.m. The two Big 5 frontrunners will also play a third game against each other in Crescent City later in the month. Also in the Big 5 this week, the Arcata girls bounced back from their two weekend losses against Del Norte with a 13-3 win over Eureka on Wednesday. In Little Force softball, conference frontrunners South Fork and St. Bernard's faced off in Samoa in a big doubleheader on Thursday. The two rival schools split, with the Crusaders scoring 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning for a come-from-behind 8-7 walk-off win in Game 1. But the Cubs would respond with a dominating performance in Game 2, winning 22-6. Also on Thursday, the Hoopa and Ferndale girls split a doubleheader, with the Warriors taking Game 1 9-3 and the Wildcats winning Game 2 11-9. Earlier in the week, the Crusaders swept a doubleheader at Ferndale to get their conference campaign underway, winning 14-0 and 12-2. St. Bernard's and South Fork are both 3-1 in conference and tied for the Little Four lead, with Hoopa and Ferndale both 1-3. In local high school baseball, meanwhile, the defending Big 5 champions, the McKinleyville Panthers, got their 2025 campaign off to a winning start on Wednesday, winning 11-1 at Fortuna. Conference action got underway at the weekend, and it was a good opening day for both Del Norte and Eureka. The Warriors traveled to Arcata High School and won a pair of games. Senior ace Preston Daniels pitched a no-hitter in the opener, leading the Del Norte boys to a 17-0 victory, and they followed that with a 13-10 come-from-behind win in Game 2. At Fortuna on Saturday, the Loggers won both games of a doubleheader, beating the Huskies 7-0 in each. On Wednesday, the Arcata boys bounced back from a disappointing weekend with a 5-4 win over Eureka in an exciting showdown at Arcata. Del Norte now sits atop the conference standings with a record of 2-0, followed by McKinleyville at 1-0, Eureka at 2-1, Arcata at 1-2, and Fortuna at 0-3. The action continues with two more doubleheaders on Saturday, including two big games between the Panthers and Loggers at Bilotti Field in Eureka. The action gets underway at 4:30 p.m., followed by Game 2 under the lights at 7. Also on Saturday, the Del Norte boys will try to keep their fast start to conference play going when they play a pair of games at Fortuna. In Little Four baseball this week, the St. Bernard's boys continued to roll with a pair of wins over South Fork, defeating the Cubs 14-1 on Tuesday and 14-0 on Thursday. The two victories stretched the Crusaders' winning streak to 7 straight games, and they are now 4-0 in conference and 9-3 overall. After a disappointing opening week to their conference schedule last week, the Ferndale Wildcats got back to winning ways with a pair of wins over Hoopa this week, winning 12-4 on Tuesday and 15-5 on Thursday. The Ferndale boys, who are now 7-2 overall, sit second in the Little Four standings with a record of 2-2, followed by both South Fork and Hoopa at 1-3. The Little Four continues next week, with Hoopa playing St. Bernard's on Tuesday and Thursday, and South Fork playing Ferndale also on Tuesday and Thursday. The College of the Redwoods baseball team was also in action this week. The Corsairs played a pair of games against Feather River last Friday and lost both by scores of 5-4 and 16-4 before hosting Siskiyous on Tuesday and splitting a doubleheader. The CR men fell 12-7 in the opener but bounced back to win 11-1 in Game 2. They are now 3-15 in the Golden Valley Conference and 6-20 overall, and they will host Shasta in a pair of games this weekend, including a Saturday showdown at noon at Bilotti Field across from the Redwood Acres. In local college softball, the Cal Poly Humboldt women lost 3 of 4 games at Cal State Dominguez Hills last weekend. The Jacks won the series opener 6-0, but then dropped 3 straight games, losing 8-6, 5-2, and 9-1. They are now 12-14 in the California Collegiate Athletic Association and 23-18 overall. They have 8 games remaining in the regular season, including 4 at Cal State San Bernardino this weekend, and they sit 7th in the conference standings. In other local sports this week, Arcata senior and 2-time Big 5 Boys MVP in basketball Luke Moxon announced that he has committed to play for the Montana Grizzlies after graduation this year. Moxon, who was also this year's Humboldt Sports Boys Basketball Player of the Year, will redshirt his first year with the Division 1 program, which qualified for this year's NCAA tournament. And that's this week's Came Out News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.